Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow us on social media. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard68 on the gram. And Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. We got our friend, good friend of each of us as individuals and of the show, Super Bowl champion, Fox NFL analyst, and a budding bodybuilder, Greg Jennings, of course, at the bottom of the hour. And of course, Rob, big game about to start, the Arizona Cardinals and the Seattle Seahawks. This is a good one. Features two guys who are in the MVP conversation. Seattle's Russell Wilson and Arizona's Kyler Murray in only his second year. And, of course, Murray coming off just the Hail Murray. It's going to become a part of the sports lexicon, at least in the NFL. The Hail Murray pass he made, I think it was a 45-yarder, but he threw it about 50, maybe a 43-yarder, but he threw it like 55 yards in the air, 43 yards. And DeAndre Hopkins came down with a tremendous catch amidst three defenders to give them the two-point win over Buffalo. And, Rob, I don't know if you noticed this, though. We do our pigskin pickoff, and you and I both pick Arizona in that game, and they were favored by 2.5.
They screwed us.
They screwed us. Right. So when he caught that pass, of course, I'm thinking, we gonna win it. I'm thinking they'll kick the extra point.
Right.
And they just...
Because then they would have won by 3, and it was 2.5.
Yep.
And instead, they don't. I get what he did. Kingsbury, Chris, that's the right play. That is the right play.
It didn't help us. Did you put any shekels on that?
That one I did not. Thank God.
You would have been salty.
I would be down at Best Buy buying a new television set. Because I'm known to want to kick it in every once in a while.
Oh, man. All right. Well, anyway, you mentioned Kingsbury, and he had an interesting – I'm not even going to go tell you what he said. He had an interesting quote on CBS Sports Radio yesterday when he was asked if he thought that Kyler Murray was a candidate for the MVP award. Here's what he said.
If I had my way – for the next 10 years, him and Patrick Mahomes would just share the MVP.
Uh-huh.
We can just be done with it. But each week, you know, he's given us a chance to win with his play, and whether it's running the football, throwing the football, I mean, leading, and that's what the MVPs do in this league. And if anybody that has watched this has seen what he's been doing and how he's been making plays, it's been fun to be around.
If I know you, Rob Parker, this does not sit well with you. You got the floor.
I'm going to use your saying, not my saying. Stop it! Come on, Cliff. What are you talking about? This is way premature. First of all, Mahomes' name shouldn't be in your mouth. The guy's won an MVP and a Super Bowl already. Your guy was one great play away from being 5-4. And you wouldn't even utter
that. You
wouldn't
be in the conversation, right?
Chris, like one play. That ball could have been tipped. Hopkins could have dropped it. Whatever. Really? To say that they should split it? Have you watched any other quarterbacks this year perform? Dude, I understand you love your guy. He's a good young player, second year. But don't put the cart before the horse. He's not in Mahomes' class. They're one play away from being an also. They would have lost to Buffalo at home, Chris, and people would have been wowsy, wowsy, woo, woo.
Right.
And what
Kyler
happened?
Only threw for 169
right.
yards. In
I
that
get
game.
It. He ran for two, Chris, and he had three. That was his only right. throwing touchdown of the game. But come on, this is just a talk about prisoner of the moment. Really? Split it with all these other guys and quarterbacks out there? Can the guy make the playoffs first before we start crowning him MVP? I mean, yeah. This is the stuff where people have gone overboard. Win something. Hello? Is this on? Chris, what? This is the sports world we're in. Everybody wants to crown people before they win anything. When you win, I'm all in. If you want to start talking about where you fit in. But you got to win. I've been saying it over and over. Yes, it's a great win, a Hail Mary. But now him and Mahomes are splitting the every other year the trophy? Really? I think this is way too premature.
Yeah, no question about it. And there's so much to be said. Like you said, first of all, you can't compare him to Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes threw 50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards in his first year as a starter.
Got an MVP and a Super Bowl. Come on.
Yep, and then he got the Super Bowl the next year. And the thing is this, and I love Kyler Murray. I said I would take him over Lamar Jackson going forward. And so I expect him to have a great career. However, just like we've seen teams adjust, not only to Lamar Jackson, but to a host of quarterbacks, and I'm going to get to that, they could adjust to Kyler Murray. He's not always going to be able to outrun everybody. And look, he is a better passer than Lamar. There's no doubt about it. But slow down. Slow your roll. Who would have thought, Rob, Lamar Jackson was the unanimous MVP.
Unanimous.
Unanimous. He is not on pace to even make the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl this right. year. Who would have thought that? Nobody. But this time last year, nobody would have said that.
But that's what happens in this game, Chris. That, you know what I mean? When they start to make adjustments on you and you have to readjust.
Right. Remember RG3?
Was the talk of the NFL.
Yep. He was going to change the game. They did a 3-hour documentary on him, ESPN, when he was just rehabbing. I remember watching it. This dude was the cat's meow. Now he's on the bench. Freaking bench warmer.
We don't even see this guy. When was the last time we heard anything about him? I mean, think about where he had the number one selling jersey, Chris, after his rookie year. The number one selling jersey.
Colin Kaepernick. Same thing, took the league by storm in the Super Bowl, NFC Championship game a couple years straight.
And what do I always say? Ron Jaworski, don't forget.
Yep, Ron Jaworski, who we love. We worked closely with Jaws at the old place. But he said he could be the best quarterback ever.
Yep.
I mean, come on, we got to slow down. Again, Pat Mahomes is different, as the kids say, LeBron and these young boys. He different. All that junk. He different. And the hardware tells you he's different. We're just saying slow your roll. I mean, this is way, way too soon. And Rob, here's the other thing. And I'm not going to get in his head to say he meant it or he didn't mean it. It's disrespectful to the guys that have proven that they are here to stay.
It's disrespectful
to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers ain't done. Aaron Rodgers has what? Probably at least 2-3 more years, you know, as a top quarterback, at least. And he might have more than that the way things are, right?
If he doesn't get hurt, Chris, he could have 5.
Right.
He could have 5.
Russell Wilson. He's 32 years old. Where's he going?
Nowhere.
You know, that's the thing. You're overlooking so many guys, and that's not even to mention some of the young guys. I mean, Deshaun Watson, he was a quote-unquote tier one quarterback before
the
season, right?
Just a year ago, yes.
Few months ago. You know, I mean, and then the young boys are coming up, Joe Burrow. And again, just like we're saying with Kyler, let's see them do it. Here's the thing, right? You got to do it for a few years. You got to do it for a few years before we're going to crown you. That's all we're saying. And we get it. Cliff Kingsbury is his coach, and, you know, he's known him since high school, and, you know, he loves him, and I get it. That's your guy. But
and there's nothing wrong with that, Chris.
We got to hold you accountable.
Right. You could have love for him and talk about him, but really, like, to put those two together, I just – if you told me, but in the first 3 years of both of their careers, Chris – they each had a championship and each had an MVP. I got it. That's a great. Right. That's a real conversation.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, another guy, Carson Wentz. And I, you know, we'll see if he can bounce back. But he's struggling right now. And a few years ago, he was in the MVP. He probably was going to win the MVP. And so you got to be careful, Cliff Kingsbury, before you say something like that. You know, because it was disrespectful to the guys that are doing it consistently. And it was just, that's like saying, you know, Jamal Murray. That's like putting him in the conversation with LeBron. Yeah, Jamal Murray and LeBron going to start sharing those MVPs the next few years.
That's exactly what it is. That's a great, that's a great way of looking at it, Chris. Because Jamal had an unbelievable playoff run, right? And you can't put them together. You can't.
Nah, it's just way too much too soon. But we'll see. Look, I'll give him this. Now, right now, I got Mahomes number one, and I think there's a – I got Mahomes one, and I think he's clearly one in my book. And Aaron Rodgers two. And then, you know, Murray Wilson's obviously had a lot of turnovers the last few weeks, so he's come back. But Murray Wilson, you know, some people might try to throw Josh Allen. Josh Allen's not out of the, you know, he's within striking distance. You know, things are changing weekly. And so this is a big game tonight. The winner of this game will lead the division. And, you know, Murray, of course, they edged Seattle in a thriller the other earlier
this
season.
That was a really good game. Yeah, that was a national game. This too, Chris, because I watched that. Wasn't that like a Monday night game or something? It was a national
game. Sunday night.
But I'll say this. Russell Wilson got some explaining to do. He needs to, I'm serious. Like,
you mean
I
over get these to, last like 3 weeks or so?
I don't know if he's trying too hard or feels like he has to make every play. Do you know what I mean?
I think that's what it is. And I think, Rob, the reality is he kind of does have to make every play.
But he's been playing sloppy and making bad decisions.
Three red zone interceptions, or I believe interceptions in the end zone. And he only had one last year. He's got three already. Rob G, if I'm a little off on that, correct me. But I think, Rob, he has been having to do too much. Their defense can't stop anybody. We know that. And then the running game hasn't been there. You know, Chris Carson's been hurt. They haven't been able to run. So he's, you know, they're letting Russ cook because that's their only hope. And like you said, he's getting a little bit sloppy with it. And so tonight's a big game. And Kyler Murray, I expect him to have a big game. I think Russ could too. But Murray should because that defense is so bad. So he should be able to have a big game tonight. And I'm really excited about watching it. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We're going to throw it out to you guys. Was Cliff Kingsbury disrespectful to the other great quarterbacks around the NFL when he said that Kyler Murray and Pat Mahomes should just share the MVP for the next decade? We will continue this conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And we got a question for you. Are you dealing with a dead battery? If so, head to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing, free battery charging. So next time you got battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. All right, 877-99 on Fox.
This was
Cliff Kingsbury out of line by saying the next 10 years, it should be Kyler or Pat Mahomes as the MVP. Disrespectful to all the other dudes out there slanging that thing.
No doubt. Let's start with Ellis in Kentucky. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ellis?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you? Hey, Ellis, what part of Kentucky? I used to live in Kentucky. What part of Kentucky?
Louisville.
Okay. I lived in northern Kentucky over there near Cincinnati, Southgate, Kentucky. Yeah.
Right across the bridge in Cincinnati, yeah.
Yeah, the 471 bridge. You know it, don't you?
Yeah, you can see the stadium right there.
Yep.
Bingo. Yeah.
All right, what you got?
All right, go ahead.
What I wanted to know, no, I don't think he's wrong, because what else is he going to say? He has to make his quarterback feel confident. But you know what? I got a question for y'all, though. Why is Lamar Jackson the only quarterback in the history of the league that people think should win without no weapons?
He's not being asked to be the only quarterback to win without weapons. He's got a great running game. He's got a great defense, or very good defense.
Ellis,
Tom Brady won without weapons.
Ellis, can I give you this? The Packers have never, in the entire career of Aaron Rodgers, never drafted a first-round offensive player for him in the whole time he's ever been there. So.
Okay, yeah, but I know Rodgers haven't had been either, but.
It's not unique to Lamar is what I'm saying to you.
Right.
That's all. It's
a lot of quarterbacks that don't. And nobody's, saying Lamar's done.
It's a second.
You're saying he's not. Yeah, he hasn't had the year he had last year. That's it.
Right. Adjustments. That's what it's called. Joel in Sacramento, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Joel?
What's up with y'all, man?
What's up?
Hey, I just gave y'all eight new listeners. My little homie Clyde and all of my baby mamas. They all listening to the show right now.
Is that right? You got that many baby mamas? Man, you busy.
Hey, but it was definitely disrespectful to the guy that they're playing in the division right now, Russell Wilson, and the GOAT, Aaron Rodgers. How can you say that, man?
Right. Right, because Rodgers, like we said, he's not done. He could very well win it this year. Mahomes falls off a little
bit. Right, like Russell Wilson looked like he was going to win it, right, Chris? He had a couple bad games.
Yep.
It could happen to anybody. Like, you could have a couple bad games and then fall out of it. So it's not out of the question, right? There's still, what is this, week? This will be 10 games, right?
Week 10. This is week 10.
It's week 11. Yeah. Because they got with this the bye.
But
10 games. Yeah. Right, that's what I'm saying. So they still got... Seven
is definitely
left.
Enough to fall off. There's
absolutely.
No question.
How
definitely.
About Colton in New Mexico? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up? All right, we just lost him. How about Eric in Kalamazoo? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's up, fellas? You know, I can get on y'all about y'all going against LeBron and losing, but this thing here. And, Rob, you know where I'm coming from. I'm going with Matthew Stafford. If you just beat everybody in the playoffs and win everything, right, it don't matter what you look like. Jackson is probably doing an Ali rope-a-dope, everybody. Wasn't the rope-a-dope looking like Ali was losing until he came out on the back end and won the fight? All you got to do is get to the playoffs and beat everybody, right, and then get the trophy. That's anybody's mentality of sports.
It's about winning.
There's no doubt. Hey, Eric, if he does that and they go 10-6 and have a so-so year, get in the playoffs, and they get rolling and they win it, nobody will care about what his regular season stats. Exactly. It'll be about winning.
Aaron Rodgers was 10-6 when they won it.
Right, and then they went on that run. Yep, and they won.
Now, here's the thing, because the caller's a little bit, he overstated it a little bit, Rod, because you know this. Eli Manning, two great runs, two Super Bowls, and that's important. That'll probably get him in the Hall of Fame, but we also look at his regular season and say, you know, don't put him up there with the all-time greats. You know, so that's reserved for guys that do it during the regular season and the soup and the playoffs.
Right. Well, you have to win some MVPs,
right? If Lamar won it this year, there's no question people wouldn't be talking about, you know, everybody figuring him out and he's falling off and all that.
I'll tell you one thing, Chris. When you just mentioned that, and we'll get to Max real quick. Why Eli's going to make it? he beat the Patriots twice, and he beat that 18-0 Patriots team. Like that, when you talk about the history of the NFL, that's going to be that extra sauce we talk about that gets you in, that he beat that team. Remember that.
Max. What I think is also in that extra sauce? New York.
New yeah. York.
You know, everything in New York is magnified.
But to beat the 18-0 Patriots and to beat Tom Brady twice.
But, you know, we get a lot of people that say he's not a Hall of Famer.
No, I know a lot of players.
I think our buddy Rod Woodson was saying it. Like, didn't he say, I'm never going back
right.
to Hall
if he,
or something?
If he gets in, right, or something right. like that. All right, let's squeeze in.
Yeah.
Let's squeeze in Max from Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Max?
Good evening, Rob. What's going on, Chris?
What's up, man?
This is too early for me. I can't get behind this. I think it's an obvious thing that, yeah, he had to say it for his quarterback. But I think there's a little twist here, and I think it's also a compliment to himself. I think he was subtly trying to compare himself to the other guy's coach, Andy Reid, the offensive guru, you know, the mindset. I think
right.
he was also trying to
you know what?
Put himself in that. I think he's
That's
way
a
off
good
base.
Point.
I think he got Patrick Mahomes right, for sure. But it's way too soon on Kyler Murray. It's way too – he's a one hit away from being gone for the rest of his career.
Max, Chris
That's
and I talked about this, Max.
That's a good call.
If that ball – if that Hail Mary fails, is there any conversation that he's in the he's on class where – I mean, like that's how close –
He's not in the MVP conversation. He's like, you know,
right.
down there toward the – you know, he's not in it like he is right now. There's no question.
That's how close it is, right?
And I do agree with Max that I think Kingsbury was tooting his own horn. I hadn't thought about
it before
he said
it. Look at what I did with this kid.
Right, because he's locked. He's at the hip with Kyler Murray. They dumped Josh Rosen, you know, all that stuff.
Drafted in the first round the year before, right?
Yeah, I mean, he is tied in with this guy, and that can be good or bad because if Kyler starts to struggle at some point, then you still gonna be locked in with this guy. So, yeah, that's a good call by Max. All right, we got our man Greg Jennings coming up, and we'll ask him about this too.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com, and within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Greg Jennings.
Super Bowl champion, Fox NFL analyst, friend of the show.
I see him on Instagram. Whenever I see Greg Jennings and I take my shirt off and I say, seize the day. Seize the day. Greg, I'll be watching you.
You inspired Rob to work out. Greg, you inspired that body. You see, Rob, you inspired that body. Just know that.
Greg. I know I haven't seen you in a while, and I've been eating a little cheesecake, but, Greg, I was doing my thing for a while. Greg stopped me in the hall at FS1, and he said, Rob, you're doing all right, man. Am I right, Greg? Didn't you give me a compliment?
100%. 100%.
He meant your
man,
hit. He meant the hit you had just done on Undisputed. He didn't mean,
you were definitely making strides, man. Everybody has goals for themselves. I love that you set the bar, and you were chasing it, man. I loved it.
Yep. I felt good too, man. You know? Thank you, buddy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm going to applaud you in that area right there. Come on, Chris.
Right.
Give him some love. It's all right.
That's right, Chris.
Well,
all right.
I'm giving him love when he does his annual fast right before NABJ and all the, you know, the young wannabe broadcaster females are out there. And he goes on like a 4-month diet. So he can go by the pool.
Is that what it is?
Yes, that is what it ain't got nothing to do with health, nothing to do with
trying to look good,
like muscle, you know, being
in
shape. It's all
beans,
about the
Chris?
Honeys. I'm just, hey.
Hey, Rob, whatever it takes, huh?
Yep. Hey, it's my motivation. That's all. It's all good. All right. Greg,
we were just talking. Cliff Kingsbury, Arizona coach, made a comment. I don't know if you heard it, where he said for the next 10 years, they should just get the MVP award to Kyler and Pat Mahomes. Yeah, okay, maybe it was somewhat in jest. But we thought one is way premature. Because right now, as and we're not off Lamar Jackson, but we all know he's not having the same year he did last year. He's not even wouldn't be a Pro Bowler right now, you know, because you got Mahomes and Roethlisberger and Josh Allen in front of him. And so we're just saying, slow down. It's a little premature, and it's disrespectful to the other guys that are out there, like Aaron Rodgers,
especially Patrick Mahomes, who's won a Super Bowl and an MVP.
What's your take?
Number one, I don't think it's disrespectful to the other guys. Number two, I think it's brilliant that he talks this highly of his player, because what it's doing is it's empowering a guy like Kyler Murray. It's giving him all the confidence in the world to go out there and just play free, because my coach believes in you, and I'm kind of like the guy who I may not be able to fight, but I got D Hop on my left, and I got Larry Fitzgerald on my right, and I got the best running game, rushing attack in the National Football League, and that'll punch you for me, so I don't need to do everything. So I love it. I don't think he's correct, because there's too many special players in this league, specifically at that position,
right,
that we haven't even seen scratch the surface.
So you're saying he's Bundini Brown?
I'm not saying he's Bundini Brown. I'm saying I'm saying I love his approach, because it's his player.
I get all that, trying to pump your guy up. I just thought it was over the top on a Hail Mary that could have fallen, and those conversations wouldn't have been happening. I mean, it's that close of a play that makes a difference. But anyway, what's happened to Russell Wilson the last few weeks? I mean, Greg, he was off to an unbelievable start despite his defense, and now he turned into a turnover machine. I mean, that's what's happened.
I mean, it's the case of a guy being asked to do too much. And, you know, everybody when asked to do – to cook or asked to just shoot in the NBA, like, you got the green light, just go. We win off your shot, we lose off your shot. We live with it or we die by it. And I think that's what they're experiencing is Russell Wilson. He's having some mid-season fatigue. He's mentally, it's a lot to be asked to carry the team when your defense is struggling the way that they are, and you have to put up points just to ensure a win. You're going to start to force the issue. And any player who's played any sport at any level, once you start to force the issue, you start to get out of character of what makes you special and different.
One of your former teams is really looking good, Minnesota. Do you think they'll be able to get into the playoffs? And once they get there, will they actually be able to make some noise and maybe scare? Look, I think the NFC is pretty wide open. Do you think they could actually be a contender?
I don't know if they can be a contender. Right. They can definitely make the playoffs. I truly believe that they can make the playoffs, because when you look at the NFC North and you just look at the NFC picture, they're a lot better than their record shows.
Right.
And they're coming on strong. But anytime you have a team that when you insert a player and when you unplug that player, and you're a completely different team, that's never good. And so this Minnesota team, as great as they are with Dalvin Cook, they are terrible without him. When you don't see him on the field, Kirk Cousins is a completely different quarterback. He's not as comfortable. He's not as confident. That offense looks nothing like what it resembles with Dalvin Cook. And so that's my only concern. And his health has been an issue.
Hey, Greg, was it Maurice Jones-Drew who said that Alvin Kamara and Dalvin Cook should be in consideration as well for MVP? What's happened to the NFL MVP? It's turned into the Best Quarterback of the Year award, and Chris and I talked about this, and I think it's only because the league now has turned into a passing league, and that's all that mostly goes on is passing. And years going by, Greg, there used to be, when we talk about old teams, the running back was just as big. Barry Sanders or Emmitt Smith.
Walter Payton.
Everybody had a running back. Eric Dickerson. And now it's all quarterbacks. Is that why this award has turned into the Best Quarterback of the Year award?
100%. The league has completely taken a turn. You look at the last running back to win MVP, I believe it was Adrian Peterson.
Yep.
And that was on the cusp of the league starting to take a turn. But he was so dominating when it came to his style of play, physically imposing his will in the running game. And so he made such a huge splash every time he stepped on the football field in between the lines. You couldn't deny it. That's what a running back has to do. They literally have to be untouchable, and then their team has to win. And so when you look at the landscape of the National Football League, typically we don't see that. We don't see a team that has a terrific runner outside of Derrick Henry, and he's having a different type of year. Outside of Derrick Henry and the Titans, everybody else has a quarterback-led team.
Right. And Henry, without him last year, they don't do what they did. He was unbelievable.
Those last eight games were crazy.
Right?
They were, and we still didn't truly consider him in the MVP race.
Right, right. Jameis Winston, I saw a graphic the other day, it might have even been this morning, where Drew Brees' numbers before Sean Payton were actually a little worse than Jameis Winston's. And so do you think that Sean Payton, you know, I'm not even going to ask about Winston having success while, you know, Brees is out. But do you think he can actually kind of get Winston going in the right direction to where he fulfills his potential? Because potentially he could be one of the better quarterbacks in the league.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt, I truly believe it. And it will be on Jameis Winston to really take advantage of this opportunity. And I mean, when we think about Jameis Winston, the one negative, the glaring negative, is his giveaways, his interceptions. If he can get a handle and a grip on that, and you look at the style of play that New Orleans plays, they're not like how they used to be, where everything is down the field and they're taking 20-plus yards every single time. No, it's a lot of dink and dunk. You got Alvin Kamara out the backfield. You got Michael Thomas, who makes a ton of contested throws. You got Emmanuel Sanders. You got so many weapons, guys who aren't extreme deep threats. So you don't have the Mike Evans and those guys and the Godwins and the guys that stretch the field like that. Not saying those guys can't, but the style of offense that he's going to be running is different. And it's going to take for him to protect the ball for them to be effective. And I think if he does that, we saw with Teddy Bridgewater, he didn't throw a lot of interceptions when he took over in those five games. But he was very efficient, and he kept the offense moving forward and progressing. It'll be the same for Jameis Winston if he can eliminate the turnovers.
All right, that's our man, Greg Jennings. We appreciate it, my man,
Thanks, buddy. As always. Stay well.
Yes, sir. You guys do the same.
All right, brother. Peace. You know things have gotten out of hand when guys can give up $34 million and not even blink an eye. We'll get to that next. It's the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a TV theme song Thursday. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. I got no idea what this is.
This is Hunter, Chris. Do you remember who this is?
Yes, I remember Hunter.
He played in the NFL.
Fred Dreyer. Yes.
It was a good show. It was a cop show.
I think
show.
Rob said we can get him on the show. Fred Dreyer?
Yep, he's a friend of mine.
Really?
Yeah, he was when I did Ben Maller's show, he came in studio like three times.
Really? I'd love to have him on the show.
Yeah, let's have Fred Dreyer
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I actually used to like Hunter.
I can't remember the woman's name. She was his sidekick.
Black hair, right?
Black hair. Yep. Cute. I can't remember her.
I don't remember her name. But that was a nice little show. Typical little
cop
detective
show.
Yeah, it was good then. Okay. Well, Rob, we got a few minutes. Let's talk about Gordon Hayward. 30 years old, had a $34 million option to stay with Boston this year. 1 year, $34 million left on his deal. He opted out. Now, I would be shocked. I would be gobsmacked if he got $34 million on the open market. Now, he could go somewhere, have a great year, and, you know, get another big deal after this, but he ain't getting that this year. But go ahead.
What is going on? I get it. It's monopoly money. These players believe, like, it doesn't matter.
You know what his last deal was, Rob?
What?
4 years, $128 million.
Right. But who walks away, Chris, from $34 million guaranteed? Like has these guys, do they understand?
Because you're right. You're saying these guys. Because a lot of guys, James Harden just turned down a two-year, $103 million offer.
Right, extension, exactly. Yeah. All right? Like that's money. I know you believe, like, well, I'll get it down the road, or I'll get it and there'll be more. People get hurt, Chris. Things happen. When that kind of money's on the table, it's hard for me to walk away from a guaranteed deal. I'm serious. There's a lot going on now. We don't even know. Like, you already know the salary cap in the NBA, what's going on financially. There's a lot of issues going on.
I applaud him. And you and I have talked about this before. And I get it. It's a ton of money. I'm not saying I would have, you know, done it or whatever. But if that he wants to go somewhere where he can have a bigger role and be, he's the fourth option there. Behind Kemba Walker, Jason Taylor, and Jaylen Brown. Not even in that order. He's the fourth option at best. He wants to go somewhere where he is going to have a bigger role, maybe be able to reemerge as a star, and he's got money. He got more money than he can even count. So I applaud it because I'm money is important, but I think being happy and doing what you want to do is more important. Especially when you got money to burn regardless. Like, okay, you're right. It's a lot of money turned down. Well, he might get $15 to $20 million this year. So he left $14 million on the table. He's still filthy, filthy rich.
I get all
and,
that.
You know, I think that's good. If a guy's that comfortable with where he is in life, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, but there are people who didn't get those opportunities and thought that, you know, their payday would come, and he's gotten a payday, so it's a little different. But I'm just saying, it happens more so than you would think.
Nowadays, Anthony Davis took less to go to the Lakers.
Like you could look Dwight at somebody. I bet you some less, of these remember? Players. Dwight Howard left. How much was it? $34 million. What was
roughly?
It, Noah?
But here's the thing, too, Rob. I gotta say this. A lot of times, like Giannis, if Giannis went to, let's say, Miami as a free agent next year, he would leave about $40 to $50 million on the table. But here's the thing. That would essentially just be that last year because he can get a five-year deal with Milwaukee, a four-year deal with Miami or anybody else, right? So think about it. Giannis, that what would have been that fifth year, $50 million, he's just going to start a new deal. You know, he's still young enough where he'll just start a new long-term deal in that fifth year. And the way the cap usually goes up, I know we're in a pandemic, but it'll probably be even more money. You know what I'm saying? So it's not always leaving that much money on the table, especially if you're a young guy. All right, it's the Odd Couple, an hour left. You know what to do. Lock it.